Ti Chaitana Manavistam Sapitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Karamayam Dadati Sapanantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jitapada Kamalam Sri Gurum Vaishnavam Sa Sri Rupam Sahagajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Stam Sajivam Sadaitam Sadadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahaguna Lalita Sri Visakanitam Sa Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Iti Namne Namaste Sarasati Devi Gauravani Prachane Nirvasesa Sanyavani Paskatsira Satane Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Siyadaita Gadadha Sri Vasare Gho Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare This International Society for Krishna Consciousness is a movement completely authorized by the Vedic principle. International Society for Krishna Consciousness is founded by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who is the present-day Acharya in the Brahma Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, or the chain of the disciplic succession, which is coming down from Brahma, the first and foremost living entity, Brahmaji, who received the Vedic knowledge directly from Krishna. And Brahmaji in turn imparted the knowledge to Narada, Narada to Vyas. And in this way, this disciplic succession is coming right up to the present day. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the incarnation of Godhead in the Kali Yuga, according to the authority of Srimad Bhagavatam, stated in the 11th canto, inaugurated this Samkirtan movement 500 years ago, right here in India, in Bengal. At that time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement was revolutionary. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a very learned scholar, even at the age of 16. And he accepted the sannyas order of life at the age of 24. But unlike other sannyasis, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took to chanting and dancing the holy names of God. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hari Ram, 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 Hari Hari. And therefore he was sometimes criticized for doing this. He was asked why, instead of studying Vedanta and being very sober and grave, he was always seen chanting and dancing with musical instruments. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied very humbly that my spiritual master, he found me a fool, and he told me not to touch Vedanta. He told me not to play with Vedanta, but he told me, you simply chant this Hare Krishna mantra, and it will make you all perfect. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is no fool, because he's Krishna himself, according to Srimad Bhagavatam. But he presented himself as one of us, as a fool, because in this age, everyone is foolish. In the age of Kali, everyone is fool. So he presented himself simply for the matter of teaching. Just like the teacher writes A, B, C on the blackboard. But the teacher is not learning A, B, C. The teacher is giving example. Similarly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he taught by example how to worship Krishna in this age. And his teaching, the main teaching of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is simply by chanting and dancing, taking prasadam, and hearing from scriptures like Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, we can achieve the perfection of human life, which is to love God, love of God, Krishna Bhakti. So In the spirit of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta, came to the Western world under the order of His Guru Maharaj to distribute whatever He had learned from His Guru Maharaj to the English-speaking world. And He, Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, He came in 1965 with few rupees, 40 rupees, and some kartals, and a set of Srimad Bhagavatam, which He had managed to somehow or other translate and print in India. So He came, He used to sit in New York's Lower East Side in a place called Tompkins Square Park, and there He would chant alone, unassisted. None of His countrymen came with Him. He came completely alone. Of course, not alone. He came with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are one and the same, and His Guru Maharaj's instruction. And there He sat. He chanted, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, melodiously. And some boys and girls, they would come, and they would sit down with Him, just out of curiosity's sake, different reasons. We had never seen before such a man sitting there so humbly and chanting some strange sound. So we sat, we listened, and Prabhupada, He used to speak to us about Bhagavad Gita, and He would tell us about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He requested us to give up our habits of meat-eating, intoxication, having girlfriends, and we tried these things, and we found real satisfaction, real pleasure, and more we became convinced about the necessity of the Krishna consciousness movement in the world. So we lent our services in whatever capacity we had. Some of us would take notes. Some of us had tape recorder. We would record His lectures. Others would type them. Others, they managed to get a small mimeograph machine, and then they started this Back to Godhead magazine, was started by these young boys and girls, printing up lectures that Prabhupada would deliver, and we would go out in the street and try to distribute them to other people. We would try to inform them about what Prabhupada was teaching us. At that time, there may have been 10 or 20 young boys and girls. And now, 6 years later, there are hundreds and thousands of devotees, Krishna devotees, chanting Hare Krishna, reading Bhagavad Gita, managing temples in 50 cities all over the world, including Tokyo, London, New York, San Francisco, Los Angeles. In every major city, you will find dedicated young boys and girls who are disciples of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami. And how has this happened? How is it possible that within such a short time, so many boys and girls in the western part of the world have dedicated their lives to the service of Krishna? For hundreds of years, swamis and holy men and yogis have been coming to our country, but they have not been able to produce the effect or create so many sincere devotees and so many branches, Radha Krishna temples, throughout the world, as His Divine Grace has done. The reason is, the answer is, that the teachings which are being presented by this International Society for Krishna Consciousness, they are authorized by the Vedic principle of Guru Parampara. They are not another manufactured religion. We are not a sect. We are not a sect like Catholicism, or Judaism, or Mohammedanism, or Hinduism. But this Krishna consciousness movement is simply presenting the science of loving God. In our world, we have so many sciences. There's medicine, we have botany, we have astronomy. There are innumerable sciences, chemistry, history. Everything is there, but one science is lacking. And therefore, all our so-called advancement of material science has totaled zero. Because it is not giving us the desired peace, happiness, or prosperity. So this Krishna consciousness movement, this international society, is teaching in every country the science of loving God. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said that that process which helps one to develop real love, real attachment for God, for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, that is a real religion. And anything else is simply a cheating process. Anything else is simply a cheating process. The goal of human life is to love God, to return back to home, back to Godhead. So in our part of the world where we are so advanced in material sense enjoyment, material science, material way of life, people are becoming Krishna devotees. Why? Because it's practical. Because it gives a taste of the nectar for which everyone is hankering. Prabhupada has published, since being in America, about 15 books. All of them can be seen just after the program. Bhagavad Gita as it is, Nectar of Devotion, Krishna book, Srimad Bhagavatam, Sri Shopanishad, and of course our magazine in six different languages. So we have come to India not in order to teach Krishna consciousness, because we know that everyone here is familiar with Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. But we have just come to encourage everyone to continue their Vedic culture. Don't abandon Krishna. Don't give up Krishna in favor of something else. If you forget Krishna, then everything will be lost. Just like in Bengal, so many boys and girls, they're becoming Naxalites and communists. Why? Because there's no program for them, no Krishna consciousness program which they can engage their energy in. They want to work, they want to love something, they want to be devoted. But instead of being devoted to God, they're being devoted to Naxalites or communism. That is the defect. Although they have so many isms, they can't give us the real nectar, the real satisfaction. That satisfaction is God, Krishna consciousness, love of God. Because every one of us is part and parcel of God. We are not this material body, this outer covering, this Hindu body, or this German body, or Chinese body, or American body. Each and every one of us is a pure spirit soul, an eternal fragmental part of Krishna. And therefore this movement is meant for everyone. It is not another movement like communism or like socialism or imperialism, but it is a movement for everyone, because everyone is spirit soul. Every one of us is spirit soul. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted that in every town and village his name would be known. He predicted it. He said it would happen. And now the opportunity is there for all of us to join Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and make our life successful, because this movement is already successful by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's arrangement. We simply have to lend our services and become glorified, become glorious. India, the whole world looks to India for distribution of spiritual knowledge. Everyone, the world is waiting for India to deliver knowledge of Krishna, But unfortunately, until this time, that has been neglected by your countrymen. But one of your countrymen has come, and he's become a great ambassador to India, His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. He has come and simply taught Bhagavad Gita, that which is common to all of you. You all know Bhagavad Gita. You all know Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. You all know Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But only one person has come out of millions. One. And he's taught this simple message, and the result has been phenomenal. The result is transcendental. So, we have come to India to gain support and to encourage everyone to distribute the message of Krishna and to join our movement in some capacity. We have a membership program whereby which you can become associated with our society. We have our books, which are given to the members free of cost, simply by coming forward and supporting us. We request your support as much as possible. Everyone here should somehow come forward and support this Krishna consciousness movement, because it is your movement. It is Vedic culture which is being distributed for the first time in the world. This is historic, this is revolutionary, and it is beneficial for all mankind. So, shall I explain about our membership program, Prabhupada? So, our membership program consists of four divisions. We have a life membership program. Life membership means that the member, he becomes the recipient of all these books which we have produced. Devananda Maharaj, can you hold up the Krishna books? Of all the books which Srila Prabhupada has published to date, two books you see right here, Krishna book, The Personality of Godhead. It is full of 84 color illustrations showing the pastimes and activities of the Supreme Lord Krishna when he was present here on this planet. All the paintings in this book are done by American boys and girls. And so you can see how beautiful it is. And this Krishna book will teach everyone who is God, what is God's name, what he's doing. Everyone has some idea of God, but who God is, what he's doing, what is his name, what he looks like, that they have no information about. This information is being presented in Krishna book, the summary study of 10th canto, Srimad Bhagavatam. Then we have our Srimad Bhagavatam being published in first canto, three big volumes. And the following chapters of Srimad Bhagavatam, which you know is 12 cantos, we are presenting chapter by chapter with every booklet a beautiful color illustration on the cover, on the inside, Sanskrit, the original Sanskrit slokas with English transliterations. So in this way, Srimad Bhagavatam will become as popular as Reader's Digest or Life magazine in this unique presentation. This is, we're using our modern know-how, our modern technology for Krishna, not for creating enmity between nations and men, but we're using technology for Krishna. Instead of printing rubbish books, sex literature, or cigarette advertisements, we are using all these facilities which we have in our country for Krishna. We are advertising Krishna. We are an advertising agency. We are advertising Krishna. We are advertising God. Here we have Nectar of Devotion, another beautiful book, which is originally Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, translation, summary study of Chaitanya Chaitamrita. And of course we have our magazine, Back to Godhead magazine, which is being printed in six languages, Hindi, Japanese, English, German, French, Bengali. So That is, all these things are available for your inspection. So the life member, he gets all these books. Plus, he gets all the books which will be produced in the future by our society. And he gets a lifetime subscription to Back to Godhead magazine. And as an additional attraction, he is entitled to stay in any one of our branches throughout the world as an honored guest. There he can take rest. He can take nice prasadam in every temple. We serve chapatis and dal and rice and so many nice things. Laddu, kachoris, rasgulla. These things are nice. And they're not available in other... If you go to New York and you want to have rasgulla, it's not possible. But if you go to our temple, you will find everything there. So this is a nice addition. Simply that alone makes life membership worthwhile. So life membership fee is 1,111 rupees. And in this way, we have enlisted already 100 members in Calcutta and Bombay and Delhi, very prominent personalities in the society. And we want whoever can afford, they should come forward, become a life member, simply to support this movement. Even if you don't care to read our books, but just to come forward and say, yes, this movement is nice, that I must support this movement. Then we have donor membership. A donor member receives all the books which I have just shown you, and he gets a lifetime subscription to our magazine. But he does not receive the books which we produce in the future. That membership is 555 rupees, and then there's a subscriber membership, a lifetime subscription to our magazine, which is 222 rupees, and we have lastly common member, a year's subscription to Back to Godhead magazine, that is 33 rupees. So I'm just coming before you, trying to be as humble as possible, and begging you to come forward and support the Krishna consciousness movement, so that it can be spread all over the world, and that your country will become glorious. India is glorious. In history, India is glorious. There was King Parikshit. There was Maharaj Yudhisthira, King Janmanjaya. There is Bhagavad Gita. Krishna appeared here. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared here. Lord Buddha appeared. Shankaracharya appeared. Actually, India is glorious. But there has to be some work. And that work is distribution of Krishna consciousness. So we are prepared to do that work, but we want your support. You simply come forward and you give us some support in the way of life membership. We are printing books. They are very costly. We are maintaining temples. It is very costly. We have come to India at so many lakhs of rupees. It costs a lot of money to send just one person by airplane to this country and return. We have come to Magh Mela. We have built a nice pandal. We have done so many things, but we need some support. There has to be some reciprocation. So please come forward, support us, join this movement, tell others about it. Thank you very much.